This is the spoiler review of 50 Shades Darker, starring the same people from the first one. Don't like this movie whatsoever. But let's get it going. I have to review it. So, you have Dakota Johnson, Jamie Dornan, Eric Johnson, Rita Ora, I guess, Luke Grimes, and Kim Basinger. Yeah, that's all I have to mention right now. All right, cool. If you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely don't go watch it. But if you really do want to watch it, then you should listen to a spoiler-filled review. So, I'm going to give you a couple seconds, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. And, yeah. So, the synopsis is as follows. You find a synopsis on Rotten Tomatoes. It's going to be a very short one, too. Basically, Anastasia has broken off her relationship with a troubled Christian to pursue a new career in the Seattle publishing house. That's what it's basically about. That's the basic premise. So, my thoughts on this movie is why? Again, why? I didn't mind watching this movie, to be honest, because when it comes down to it, it was something to do. Plus, I was like, I have to review it anyway, so I'm gonna watch it and see how it is. But when you come down to it, the movie itself is a big drop off from the first one, and that's saying quite a bit. You have it where both characters break their beliefs so easily, and there's not much time left between when they changed their beliefs before and when they're actually now. So you have Anastasia, where she's supposed to be like the strong female, and says, no, you're not gonna hit me in the first one. And in this one here, she's like, go ahead, do whatever you want after a couple of days. And I was like, okay, what happened? That first one, you're strong. This one just broke down quickly and easily. And then Christian was like, oh yeah, this is what I do. I've been doing this for years. It's been at least like 13, 14 years from actually doing it. And then overnight, he's like, all right, for you, baby, I'll stop it. And it sticks. The biggest horse crap you could ever think of. I, for one, don't believe any of that. And he doesn't falter one bit. He kind of does like the submission thing when the girl comes in, Leah, I believe, or Leah, whatever her name is. She comes in trying to kill Anastasia. And he kind of goes back into, I am the captain now mode. So he puts her down and she's good to go. But still yet, when you think about this movie franchise and you wonder, why is it still being made? Because it's not like the Transformers where it's making a ton of money. This one here, it came out during Valentine's period, which was like, all right, I can see why I can make some money, but for it to go over and over again, like, no. It should stop at number two. Please don't do the third one. For the most part, what I've seen is follow the books quite closely, just that the books had less sense to it, and the movies are trying to correct that. But still yet, I'm okay with not watching these movies and not being made. It's one of those movies where it's a waste of time. I'm not going to lie to you. Waste of your time. If you like the first one, then go see this one, I guess. But if you're trying to say, all right, I'm going to get into this franchise and figure out what people like about it, there's not much to it. There's a whole lot more sex scenes. I can say that. But besides that, the story is very, very muddled. It barely goes anywhere, to be honest. It follows the classic cliches every single turn you go to. And then poor her friend is in the friend zone forever. It's just crazy. You can see his face and be like, sorry, buddy. It's like, you thought you had a chance in the first movie, but yeah, second movie, she gets married to dude halfway through it. It's like, oh, so he proposes to you off the cuff, and you say yes, after you just dumped him for hitting you, and you're not with that, and then now you're good with that. It's like, oh, I can't live without you. Yep, that's what happens. So, for me, yeah, don't go to see this movie. I'm going to stop bagging it now just because I feel semi-bad for giving it such a bad review. But to be honest, it's not a movie that's enjoyable. I was there watching it, but for me, it felt like it was half an hour too long, and it's only an hour and a half movie. So I was like, Yeah, this is just going way too far. But yeah, that's all my bagging. So if you agree with this review, definitely leave a comment down below. If you don't agree with it, leave a comment down below as well. And you can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat at DwightAntC. That's DwightAntC. Again, that's DwightAntC. I'll catch you reviewers next time.